when Travis eventually leaves us for another podcast or whatever is going to be the end for him, because that's how it works here at sports. He'll confess that he's never been interesting and he never had a fact the entire time. It'll be fun.
Stay tuned.
Hello, water bottles.
Wow.
Welcome to sports. The podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a couple questions. Like, what was that about? I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
And this is today's question.
Hey, Katie and Ashley. This is Leslie. And right now I'm in Los Angeles, but I'm about to move to Michigan with my girlfriend. And we are going to need a little bit of help deciding which minor league baseball team we're going to support in the future. Obviously, we can't just pick the team that's going to be closest to us. So should we pick the team based on the best team name or the best team logo? Love you guys. Mean it. Bye.
I'm trying to figure love you also and mean it, Leslie. Actually, I'm trying to figure out if this is Leslie because she says she's in L.A.
Like Leslie and Emily Leslie?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. That's just my first thought. If not, either way, sounds like another awesome Leslie. And I welcome as many Leslies to this podcast as possible, especially if they come with their own Emilys. So you're moving to Michigan, and why would you pick a team close to you? You have to pick based on logo or team name. An expert in minor league baseball teams.
Hold on. That I don't want to hear your expertise.
Well, I know. I'm just wondering why this question made it in, because I don't know anything about minor league baseball.
Hold on. Leslie called back about an hour and 45 minutes later.
Okay, so I can stop this tab I'm opening frantically of minor league baseball teams, because I knew there were more than one in Michigan. For sure.
Travis, can you play the second voicemail, please?
Golly.
Hey, Katie and Ashley. This is Leslie in Los Angeles again. And since the time spent since I last left that voicemail, my girlfriend has proposed to me. And and it was a very sweet and lovely proposal. And it got us thinking, what is the worst proposal that you could think of? Love you guys. Mean it.
What?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Now I need to know if it's Leslie and Emily. But again, my excitement remains regardless of who it is. Because this Leslie I also love whether she's the same or not.
That's so cool.
It's so exciting. And it's also, I appreciate your desire to issue a correction, because it would be factually incorrect for us to have heard your last voicemail, which said that you and your girlfriend were going to move to Michigan. And you were like, well, I just wanted to let you know, in the interest of journalistic integrity, she is now my fiance.
I also thought it was great that she asked a second question. She's like, I can't just update them.
Right.
Like, call and ask a question. So she came up with a whole other question.
If we were a podcast that had us all the time in the world, which we know famously we are not, we would answer both questions, but since we like to keep things brief, we're going to have to answer one.
We don't know anything about
No. But there is a law. We don't talk about it a lot. Just like the law about listening on multiple platforms, we can only answer one question per listener. Mm. And often that's why it's not usually the question they ask. And we never go back and answer the question that, because we are only legally allowed to answer one question. And so I don't know about you, Ashley. And quite frankly, I don't care. I'm choosing to answer the second question. Again, not because we don't have the information to answer the first. Mm. I think we all love the Lansing Lancers. But I think more importantly, we should answer this question. I'm also wondering, Leslie, why after being proposed to, your question is, what's the worst proposal you could think of? I know it went well, but it doesn't bode well for me that the first thought you had was, how bad could a proposal be? I don't know, because here's the thing, to answer or attempt to answer your question, and Ashley, as the person here who's been proposed to, Travis, I don't know if you have ever, but
no.
I have not, shocking. I've had it held over my head that somebody was about to, because they were manipulative and disgusting after I broke up with them, but I didn't, it's never actually happened. The things that people love about proposals, the big over the top stuff, and this goes for even like promposals, I don't like most of that stuff. I mean, sometimes it's great and it's beautiful and it truly is about making the person who you're asking to marry you feel special. But I think a lot of times it's about making the person doing the proposing feel special, or to turn the proposal into some sort of spectacle through which they can gain accolades or like fame or attention. And that, I don't know. I'm not saying that's like a terrible thing, but it doesn't always feel as pure to me, you know, just like a, it's you and me. I'd like it to be you and me forever. We don't have to involve all these other people. It's about you and me. Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what a bad proposal would be. And I think, not to be hacky about it, but I've been on this beat for a while. I think stadium proposals to me are the absolute worst.
I agree with you that they're garbage.
It's really just like, let me publicly back you into this corner. That is a very complicated question I'm asking you, that it would behoove us both for us to put some thought into it. I mean, if she knows it's coming, I know that's another thing in relationships now. That's kind of the thing, is like she goes ring shopping with him or her and like picks out the ring and is expecting it. I guess in that situation, it's different because that means you've already put the thought into it. So it's not a surprise. It's more just like an act of love and romance. But when there's surprises, it's like nobody should be put on the spot to answer a very serious question in front of anxious fans who are like, say yes. And you're like, well, I want to say maybe.
I mean, I think it obviously people like different things. And so it's hard to pick one just bad, like blanket bad proposal for everybody. Like you said, some people might want to be like a huge center of attention and love the spectacle and like a surprise dance, flash dance mob. Like they may like that. I think my one element would be similar to yours. If you're surrounded by a lot of people, and I will say specifically strangers, I think having like your friends and family there immediately afterwards to like celebrate is really cool. But if you're like just around a bunch of people you don't know who are doing something else, like you said, like they're there to watch a sports game and you're asking them to marry you is like you're like a sideshow to like a main event.
Well, and it also puts the woman in a position to become the villain for choosing her own path.
Right.
Like if a woman's like, I love you, I just don't think we're ready for this. Like if that's a very reasonable reaction to a proposal, especially one that's being kind of hyped up on a spectacle, then she becomes this evil, like, how dare she say no to him?
He put himself out there in front of all these people.
Yeah, but it's like he was also putting her out there and she didn't sign up for that. So I'm getting too philosophical, but I think if the proposal means a lot to you and it's exactly what you wanted, then it's the best proposal ever, whether that's, you know, while you guys are playing video games or a flash mob. And when you said flash mob, it reminded me of around the Super Bowl, right before, you know, bad times, back in normal times, Dan and I were in, where was the Super Bowl? Miami. And I was having a particularly not getting out of bed day. And we put on, I think it was Ellen. It was like we were flipping through the channels looking for something to watch. And we were watching Ellen, and Twitch is her guy, right? That's the DJ or whatever. I don't know. This was like me interacting with daytime TV in a way I normally don't. So this could have been a very old rerun. But anyway, he was like setting up this flash mob proposal for this guy to his girlfriend. And he said to camera, like, every girl wants a flash mob. Everyone knows it's an automatic yes. And I was like, huh? No? Why are we putting that out there? That's not true. If you flash mobbed me into marrying you, I'd be like, why are you trying to dance? You're not a dancer. But anyway, that's just me. Everybody should go look that up. It was a very uncomfortable segment. We watched it 3 times.
I think I called it a flash dance mob, and I'd like to formally petition for that to be into.
If somebody came out and pulled a chain and a bunch of water fell onto them, is that flash dance?
Yeah.
Or is that the other one?
No, I think that's flash dance.
That might be the other one. Either way, right? Yeah. If you're going to be a maniac, then I'm for it. But otherwise, no, please, on the flash mob, regardless of what Twitch says is a universal truth. All right, so congratulations to Leslie and maybe Emily, or Leslie and a woman to be named later. It's been named already, but we don't know her name. She's not like, she didn't say yes to a proposal of like, I'd like to marry someone and I can't wait to find out who it is. This isn't The Bachelorette. But either way, congratulations to you both and good luck with your move, which is tough. And moving to Michigan in the middle of all this, I imagine, is very tough. My brother just moved to Chicago and it's still not real to me. So I'm like, how did you? Yeah. He lives in Chicago now. Yeah.
Weird.
Crazy. Everything is different. Our pets' heads are falling off. But if you have a question and you want to ask it of us, just remember, no matter what, you can always
leave a voicemail.
I like extending that because you're like, leave. Is it my turn yet? Yeah, you can do that. The phone number saved in your phone is 860-506-5571. Hello, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, just good. How are you?
Just good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what I did yesterday?
You got a deck. A nice big girthy dick.
Let's keep off pod conversations.
Travis just had a face like, do I have to bleep any of that?
What's the FCC's
it's a wide deck. There's plenty of room on there for many. It's hosted many invitees. Go ahead.
No, that's still not done.
Really? I was watching Love It or List It yesterday, and she promised, what's her name? She promised the homeowners that she was going to make them like this big entertaining. They kept calling it like a Paris room or a something room that I assume meant a like screened in porch, but bigger, like a Four Seasons all year round. You can use it. And then she was like, but we looked at your current deck and it's not up to code. And so now in order to make this big thing, we would have to redo all of the foundations of your deck. And I just kept thinking of you. And I was like, this must be the pain in the ass stuff they're having to go through right now.
I think in a next life, or, you know, if there's like a zombie apocalypse and we all can't do any jobs that are like email, I am going to change my career and be a contractor whose whole bit is like, I'm good at communication.
Yeah.
I will give you realistic deadlines,
yep,
accurate financial quotes, and I will over communicate every step of the way.
You sound like Adam Carolla right now. I feel like he's always on Twitter ranting about codes. There would
be a huge market for that. My God.
Also, it was a Florida room. I don't know why I called it a Paris room. Those are two very different locations. But anywho,
formally petitioned to rename them Paris rooms.
Paris room. But anyway, what did you do? What did you actually do yesterday?
Steve and I were celebrating our 8-year wedding anniversary.
So you got a deck.
No, still. Well, and that's it for the pod.
I love it. Shout out to our sponsors for the first time. Please keep going. I'm sorry.
We decided we're just going to leave and go to the beach next
week. Yes.
So we got a beach house for
next
week.
Let's go.
Yeah. So we're leaving. Like, we're going on Saturday.
That's awesome. Are we off next week? Do you want to take next week off?
I don't think we can. I was going to do what you did and just bring my microphone and have really crappy Wi-Fi.
It's real bad.
That was my plan.
All right, but the point is to not work.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like, it's not like we asked for the time off in advance. Like, it was a change of scenery. Yeah, it got cold here.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
Was nice, but it made me really sad that like we've missed all of summer. And like Austin hasn't been in a pool. He hasn't gone swimming one time. And like, I don't know. It just felt like we had that big Hawaii vacation planned. We haven't been on like
I totally forgot that.
Like we've been to Disney World since I got pregnant. Yeah, like, it's like didn't get to. Yeah. And it was like, we haven't been on our vacation in the last 4 years.
So where are you going to go?
The Outer Banks.
Ooh, where's that? The Carolinas?
Yeah, North Carolina.
I didn't want to guess one.
Away so from everyone. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, Outer Banks. It always sounded to me like a TV show about aliens.
Well, they made it into a TV show, but it's about like teens and like murder and treasure and stuff, pirates.
I mean, what isn't about that now?
It's a great, only one season, but it's great. They're bringing it back for season two.
I did hear it was one popular.
A good one season show, just like Freaks and Geeks, or was that two?
I don't know.
And so, also the brothers Donnelly, the Donnelly what was the name of that show?
The Black Donnellys.
Yeah, the Black thank you so much, one. Ashley.
It's because I went to high school with Olivia Wilde. That's the only reason I know about it.
Oh my God, what? Why has that never come up before?
That's for sure come up before. I was friends with Amanda Belichick. I went to high school with Olivia Wilde. Yeah, those are like, I have 2010 vision.
Well, okay, and you got a perfect score in your math.
That's right, those are like my things.
Oh yeah, Travis, we never got to your fun fact last week.
I know.
Yeah, I think we're going to get it at the end of the podcast.
You're going to tease it again?
Well, yeah, in a little bit coming up. I don't want to mess up the flow right now, so we'll get to it later.
I mean, it didn't because we got to it naturally, but I guess you're right.
This is friendly banter, Trav.
Yeah, we're put things like this, but that's okay. We'll do it later. This will be like the Matt Damon of our podcast, where we'll just keep saying we're going to get to it, and then we'll keep bumping it to next week. And then when Travis eventually leaves us for another podcast or whatever is going to be the end for him, because that's how it works here at sports, he'll confess that he's never been interesting and he never had a fact the entire time. It'll be fun.
Stay tuned.
All right, so Ashley, you booked a beach vacation. Do you feel better even just having something to look forward to? That was the best thing about having my vacation was like, I get to go. I'm going to go soon. Now that it's over, I feel very sad, like a deep and intense sadness. I have nothing. There's nothing on my calendar. There's nothing happening.
Yeah. I think I agree. I'd like having something to look forward to is great, even though it's only a couple days. And it also felt kind of good to do something like really impulsive because, you know, I like to overplan, overthink, and just to be like, here's a house. I don't know if it's the best house. I don't know if it's the best.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend hours looking at 8 other houses.
I did that. Like, I was just like, you know what? Steve was like, let's just do it. Let's just go. We'll figure it out. Like, we don't have anything. I don't know if like my bathing suits fit, you know, but it's just like, we're going.
You don't know if there's spider crickets in the basement, but if there are, you'll just ignore it and everything will be great.
Exactly.
I can give you one piece of advice.
Please.
Don't bring your dog in holding her.
We're not going to bring our dog. Our dog is going to hang out with some other dogs.
That's smart.
Yeah. So how are you? Any updates?
No. Today's probably the worst day I've had in a while. I'm just, I don't know, is this mental health update? I've just given up today.
Yeah.
I'll get back on the horse another day, but everything just feels sad and bad. And sometimes the part that scares me the most is it doesn't feel sad or bad. I just feel apathetic to it. And I'm like, that's scarier to me than feeling sad. So I'm just like, whatever.
To like the outside world?
Mm-hmm. And to like, trying to do things to better my situation. That's the most backwards thing about, you know, depression or anxiety is that like the things that will help you feel better are the things your brain is specifically like, no, I don't want to. And so then you just kind of get stuck in a rut. And I'm in a rut now. The only thing I feel like doing, the happiest I felt lately, the other day I had to wake up at 6 to do a thing. And when I was done with it, obviously Dan was still asleep because it was like 8:30. And I took Myrtle out of her crate and took her for a walk because that's where she sleeps, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when we were done with the walk, I brought her into the bedroom and the three of us took a nap. And like she was wedged in the middle, just like perfectly happy to be the middle spoon. And it was just like, I smiled and was like, ooh, that feels like I felt happy. And so I've just been snuggling with my dog a lot because now Dan's doing stuff because his life is picking back up. And that's really all I do now. And it's really nice. She's been very understanding. I understand why dogs are like emotional therapy animals.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds stupid and people like to make fun of it, but it's like, I don't know. It's like she knows what's up. Well, people are always like, oh, it's an emotional support animal. What? You just want to bring your dog on the flight. And you're like, no, well, some people might be exploiting the system, but she'll like come on the couch and sit on my head. I'm like, what are you doing? Or she'll
the video of her sleeping on your chest was like, I'm just going to save it to my camera roll and like watch it. For fun.
She'll lay on top of me now, which is the thing normally she doesn't like to do. Normally she'll wedge herself between me and the couch so that it'll expose her belly so I can scratch it. But now she'll just come and lay on top of me because she knows like she's like a weighted blanket and that it helps my anxiety to have like the weight of a sweet baby girl on my chest.
Yeah.
context, that quote's a little weird, but just keep it where it is. And so, yeah, she's been great. But I don't know. It's everything just feels really heavy. And I do not know him personally. I don't have a personal connection to him. But I think that when the news about Chadwick Boseman happened, I sort of just like, it bummed me out so deeply that I was like, where do I put this sadness? Like, I have so much already. Like, where do I put this? Because it was so, just thinking about what he was going through quietly while we all fell in love with him and praised him and talked about his legacy and how, like, what his career is going to look like in the future. And he just, like, kind of sat there and fought his battles silently. It bummed me out so much. I just feel so much. I feel so sad.
I think I struggled with that a lot too. And I think a lot of people did. And I think one of the things I realized is like, maybe the true tragedy of this year has been that there are so many different separate events that deserve more attention than they're getting because they're all being lumped under this 2020 umbrella. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the emotional or mental capacity to deal with each of them in the way that they would deserve or, you know, require in any different year. Like there are so many single things that should be the entire focus of our attention, but they're all coming so close together that we're just kind of unable to handle them all with, you know, the finesse that they merit. And it's just like, I saw so many people be like, well, 2020 sucks. And you're like, no, this person.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like, I had that same thought.
It's kind of people are saying that now about anything. And you're like, right. No, let's honor this man and the impact that he has had and like what he stood for so many people. It's just the representation of the roles he played meant so much, you know, to so many Black folks out there. And like, I know personally watching my son play with his Black Panther toy and say like Ibambe and Wakanda Forever was like incredibly moving. And like knowing now that like I couldn't tell him. I saw like pictures of, I don't know if you saw like photos of like little kids with like having like funerals with their toys. And you're like, man, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's hard to deal with because like you and I have talked about over the course of a couple weeks, like if you have something in your life happen, that's out of this public sadness, you can't even deal with that because there's so much going on that you're like, I'm a husk of a human. And now I feel guilty because I can't give this life event the attention that it deserves. And you just end up, you're like drained and like,
well, and then you're like, I have to go on a podcast and talk about things in the news this week. And you're like, I don't want to do it wrong, but I also don't have the space to process any of it. I was scrolling through my timeline yesterday and a random tweet from Reuters popped up because I used to use Twitter as like, I'll just follow news agencies to find stuff to like blog about. And I never unfollowed Reuters because I was just like, yeah, it's news, whatever. And the story was like, a Brazilian politician is scheduled to have his kidney stone removed in whatever month. And I was like, how is this news? And then I remembered that like, that used to be news. And you could just go, well, good for him. That's going to be figured out. And you would move on with your day. But now it's like every news we see is like, oh, I have to read this and I have to devote myself to figuring out how I feel about this and what this means for my world. Yeah. Like every news now affects us instead of it being like, well, that's I hope that the Brazilian whatever is fine when he comes out of surgery. I was like, who has time for this news? What is this news? Who cares? But then it got me thinking about what news used to mean. And you could pay attention to like 20% of it because 20% of it affected you. Yeah. And now it's like every single news story is like, well, this affects me. This affects me. This affects me. And so it's just like, I don't know. We've talked before about getting informed and the tolls that that takes on you mentally now with the way that the information economy works. And it's just like, I don't see us going back to how it used to be ever. And I'm like, I don't know that we are as a species prepared to take all of this on in addition to our jobs and lives when our lives resume.
Yeah.
If our lives, I have no idea where we're at.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, that's my long answer to your question. How are you?
You could have just said fine.
Yeah, God. Fine. I'm fine. I know. You were only asking fine. To move on. Yeah. Also, the visual that our listeners don't have, as this is famously an audio medium, is that we're having this discussion and I am literally in my bed.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that between us. But you look very cozy.
I am.
Like covers pulled up to your chin.
Yeah, this is where I'm safe. This is where I'm happy.
Here's the thing. Your audio still sounds better than Travis's.
That's at least I have that. The glass ceiling has a small crack in it now. Official pod business. I know it's not technically official pod business anymore, but I think it's important that we give a shout out. As we saw in our subreddit, Jay has received his Lamar Jackson jersey.
Woohoo!
And so we just wanted to shout out you fans and say thank you for, you know, being great.
Yeah,
and that I'm a size small and I'm a big fan of Kim.
For anybody who doesn't know, the subreddit put together like a GoFundMe and like a bunch of people chipped in money to buy Jay a jersey and then shipped it to him, which is just the sweetest. And I think it proves that like this community, this little family that we've built is dope. And I'm so grateful
you
for it.
You rarely call things dope. So that is high praise coming from you.
It slaps.
It slaps. This community we've built really slaps. It's a bop, if you will. And so Ashley just wanted to say thanks.
Yes.
Thanks. Today on the podcast, right? That's everything. Are we missing anything?
Yeah. We're going to do our best.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about sports and all the things happening in them.
And then
like, hockey, how exciting. And then Ashley was like, I want to come up with a game because everything sucks. And I was like, all right, what's your game? And she's like, I just took a trivia test, a general knowledge trivia test online. And I got a 10 out of 11 or whatever you got.
10 out of 12.
10 out of 12. And I want to see how you can do. She's like, cool. So you did well enough that you're comfortable sharing it. Because if you had gotten 2 out of 12, you wouldn't have shared this.
No.
And then now I have to try to beat you in a quiz I didn't sign up for. With a name on my squad cast that I also didn't sign up for, but was assigned to me when I joined this session.
You're like, oh, does it have to do with sports? I'm like, no, it's just a random quiz.
Like sensible emoji has nothing to do with me. We use this program to record this podcast. And when you sign in, you put your name in. Travis, for some reason, always uses his email. Travis is, I was just going to read your email.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to say that. But that's what his username is. Ashley says Ashley. And mine, Ashley, what does it say?
Yours says sensible emoji.
I don't even know which emoji that is.
Did you put an emoji in there?
No, I didn't put anything in. I just hit okay. And then it was like sensible emoji.
What is a sensible emoji?
You guessed before that it was the one with the monocle. And I think that's like wise emoji or skeptical emoji. But sensible, I guess, would be like just safe for work. So it's like not the poop, not the eggplant. I can tell you what isn't sensible, but I can't tell you which one's the sensible emoji.
Is there one with like kitten heels?
One that wears an outfit that easily transitions from day to night? The ad of the statement necklace? I don't know. Maybe there is. For me right now, a sensible emoji is the one that has its eyes open, but that straight line across its face. I think that's my sensible emoji at the moment of like, I'm here. I did it.
It would make sense. That's kind of like what you would think of just like laying in the bed, just talking.
Yeah. That's why that's sensible.
Yeah, it's you.
Because it makes sense. That's the root word, Travis.
Love that.
Ashley.
Yes.
What's the news?
Cam Newton.
The deepest breath.
Well, because I saw what's in the doc, and it's like Bill Belichick said, nobody works harder than Cam. Bill Belichick says, nobody works harder than Cam Newton. You know, some players like to work on things that they're good at. Like if you're strong on bench press, then you just keep throwing more weight on the bench. But Cam is the type of player that works on things that he's not as good at and really tries to improve on a daily basis. And that is something that I really respect about him. However, I saw a video of Cam rocking out at practice.
I loved it so much.
Okay, if you haven't seen it, go look it up. It's what, Kirk Franklin playing?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's just like dancing so hard while everyone else is stretching, and not a single other person is even bopping to the beat.
I don't want to ascribe emotions to a person based on watching a video, but it felt like pure joy watching it. Felt like he heard, you know, when you hear your song and you're like, yes. And even when the whole room is like, okay. And you're just like, I can't help it. I love this song. And you're
which
like,
which song is that for you?
For me,
yeah.
It's super embarrassing. Well, I mean, Robin mostly, like Dancing on My Own does it. But there's this song by someone named Jeffrey Osborne. I know nothing about him. I know nothing about his career. I'm not one of those music people that like loves a song, so they research and go through. It's just this random song that I must have heard when I was younger, that now when it came on the radio when I was in high school in the burning CDs era, and I like downloaded it and burned it on a CD, and now it's still my happy song. It's called Stay With Me Tonight. Nobody's probably ever heard of it. That or Nina Cherry, Buffalo Stance. Two songs that just are from the 90s that now when I hear them, I'm like, ooh, they make me so happy. Do you remember that Jeffrey Osborne song at all?
Me? No.
What? No, I was asking the fans. Yes, of course you.
I'm used to you, like, maybe Travis knows it, but like, you know, I don't, Travis, my taste in music is not.
I have never heard of those two.
Actually, this is a song that is very in your wheelhouse. You'd probably know it more than anybody else. I've definitely probably made you listen to it on a road trip.
Definitely, probably.
I know. It's just like, I hate that I said that, but. Play.
I didn't realize you can.
What were you just saying?
Travis and I talked over each other.
What'd you say?
Song for a TV show.
You sound like a song for a TV show. What a mean thing to say.
I was going to say, I didn't realize it was possible to dance laying down in bed. So
never met me. Why do you think my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard?
Oh, boy.
All right, what about this one? Hold on, the intro is kind of long. Hold on.
You have a type.
You remember this song?
No.
We always hanging in a Buffalo Stance. Guys, you're missing out on some of the best music, which also reminds me, I didn't know where to stick this, but I'm going to stick it right here because it makes sense. There was a video of a guy covering, is it WAP? Because I've said WAP, but I've heard people say WAP. And I'm like, I guess that makes more sense. And WAP sounds like a slang word we used to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like.
Also, there's another song called WAP by J-Dash with a dance. Yes,
I know that song.
Like, that's my WAP. No disrespect to my WAP, but like WAP doesn't roll.
But I can't say those words on this podcast. Either way, somebody covered that song as if it were an 80s R&B song. And it's like the talent that people have that guy's like, oh, I can just remake this song and actually make it into something Bruno Mars wishes that he had. It's so good. But I think I've learned that like that's my music. That's where I live.
Have you seen any of the like the ballet remixes of the dance on TikTok?
No,
oh my, they're like legitimately beautiful. Yeah. I love them.
I thought the actual music video was legitimately beautiful.
Well, no, it is. It absolutely is. So that section of the dance that's like the TikTok trend, Travis knows that they're talking about. Like there's a remix to like a slower version and they do ballet to it, and it's like it's gorgeous.
Just awesome and incredible to see. Like, that's what the internet should be, is like take a piece of art and make it your art and then share the art. And then it's like, look at all the art that this song has created.
Yeah. TikTok, the art app. Sure. That's what everybody calls it.
Okay, I've been fighting for the legitimacy of TikTok since it started. Of like, yeah, there's some weird stuff you got to flip through. But when you find like the humor and timing that people on TikTok have, that like very funny people who have never seen TikTok would be like, what is this? But then once you watch it, you're like, oh, I actually can appreciate that they're like speaking a language that maybe I'm not familiar with, but in that language, they're very funny.
Yeah. There's some really, really talented people on that app.
Miss TikTok.
Yeah.
But I also don't think we should have phrases like TikTok celebrity. So I don't know. I feel I'm of two minds about it. Point is, what were we talking about? Cam Newton dancing. Joy. It just looked like such joy. I was just really happy. And I know that probably right after somebody was like, all right, focus.
Well, that was kind of my thing, is it felt so abnormal for like a Patriots practice to like see any sign of like joy.
Describe that to the Patriot way that like Bill Belichick would not allow dancing. Like this is some sort of footloose football team. But like it might also just be that Tom Brady doesn't know how to dance.
Well, that's certainly it. There's video evidence of that.
He most definitely does not know how to dance. And so it's just like maybe Bill Belichick loves dancing, but Tom Brady was always like, I don't want to. And now
Gronk
he's like
got away with it.
Gronk was a terrible dancer.
But what I'm saying though is like if you want to have fun, like Belichick will allow it. It's just Brady just clearly doesn't like to have fun.
I don't think fun for Brady is not drinking coffee or eating a strawberry.
Yeah.
He gets a real rush.
Practice is fun for him.
Yeah. He's the guy who loves practice. He's Nettie Murphy, which was the kid in my high school and middle school who always took every gym class seriously, like we were at the Olympics. That's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's Nettie Murphy. I had a crush on him. And then I realized until I got old enough and I realized like, you are so boring. You just love practice. And I can't be around that. Also, he did not have eyes for me. So that was also me just rationalizing. But enough about your high school crush, Ashley.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What else is happening? Because I know that was a nice light story, so there's got to be a tough one coming. Are we going to talk about Urlacher?
We can. It's, you know, we're going to keep this podcast nice and light and fluffy. But Brian Urlacher had some takes that
I say it's like it's Urlacher, but it's Lacker, is it not? Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher. I've always said Urlacher. Yeah.
I know I say things wrong, but it's Brian Urlacher.
I'm usually the one who's saying them incorrectly.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Tater
Tot Jr. Fernando Tatis Jr.
So in response, there was big news that happened right after we taped our pod last week.
Happens.
all the sports pretty much boycotted games for a couple days,
which is an interesting phrase that I've struggled with trying to understand what the actual, I know the boycott's the wrong phrase, but strike isn't the right phrase either, because the bosses were on the same page and approved of it. So I don't know what the right word is.
It's almost like a walkout.
Yeah. It's like a purposeful pause of labor. Travis, what are you thinking?
A work freeze.
It's something, but anyway, we're just going to use the wrong words, but understand that they're not the right words. How about that?
Yeah, love that.
So anyway, the boycotts, all the sports said no. I think it started with the Bucks, who we found out did it without asking or telling anybody, which there was a lot of criticism about, but I think that at least the way I see it is I can see you taking a stand and not thinking to text everybody and let them know and not making anybody feel like they also have to do it, but just doing what you feel is the right thing in that moment. So like, I can see both sides of that. Of like, you should let us know so we can make demands and so that we can have our demands met so that we can return to play. But I can also see it as like, oh, we didn't think of it as a big thing. It was just, we're not playing tonight because we're upset.
Yeah. I also think too, sometimes if you try to like do too much, you like it can get held back. Like if they tried to make this big coordinated effort, like it could have slowed things down, as opposed to like, we're gonna do this and then we're gonna deal with the aftermath,
and they're kind of coming off of that exact experience when Kyrie brought up before the bubble, maybe we all should consider not going to the bubble, and you see the reaction of the public, and then you don't know how much that's bleeding into the decisions that are being made. It's like, it was just told that, like, when you approach people with that, they're going to be like, that doesn't make sense. So the Bucks might be like, I don't know, let's just do it on our own and not try to turn it into this big thing that then can get polluted by the opinions of people who have nothing to do with these decisions.
Yeah.
Well, and also, if they try to do it, like, they've got a game coming up. So it's not like we don't have time on our hands to, like, discuss it with everybody. We got to make a decision. And it was in their backyard with the stuff that was going on. So it's like.
So I don't think I don't think it reflects negatively on the Bucks. While I do understand LeBron and the other players' frustration of like, just let us know next time so we can better plan for this. Either way, the stop happened mostly in the NBA. All teams in the NBA. I think in baseball, certain players started movements and then certain teams followed. I believe there was one team where a couple of the players were like, we're not going to play. And so the team healthy scratched the players, but still played the game. Oh, I wish I could remember who that was, but I remember seeing people tweet it and be like, yeah, that's what was supposed to happen there. That makes the most sense. But like the Mets and whoever they were playing came out to the field and stood there in honor of Jackie Robinson and then walked off and left a Black Lives Matter shirt on the plate. The NHL like signed off on allowing the games to be postponed. Like it was across sports.
WNBA as well.
WNBA, yes, of course. I just like they're just always on.
They're leading the charge and all of this.
They led the charge, and I forgot to even mention them. But Brian Hurtlocker had thoughts on this, right?
Yeah, he put on his Instagram story. I'm just going to read this quote. As much as I disagree with it. Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game from the day his dad died, threw four touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. He also liked a free Kyle Rittenhouse Instagram post.
All right. Really gotten to the point where you'd like to think, no matter what side you're on, when somebody does something so obviously wrong that you'd condemn them and be like, that's not what we stand for. I'm anti what you believe in, but I don't think we should escalate it to the point of murder. And it's very scary to me that we've gotten to the point now where everyone is so blinded by their side that like we're willing to accept as truth that everybody on the other side is bad. Mm. There isn't like this person and I disagree. I still believe in their right to live and express their opinion. And I hope that we could find common ground and maybe I could bring them to my side. Maybe they think they could bring me to their side, but I believe in them as a human. And even as I'm saying that, I'm like, there are things that are too aligned too far where if somebody is openly racist, it's like, okay, you write that off. But I still don't think that a person would be defending the murder. It's just it's a lot and it's very scary to me that there's a free Kyle Rittenhouse Instagram post and that people like it.
I think
we can't even get in
both sides. Like you said, like both sides are feel so strongly about their side that they have justified the violence that stems from their beliefs, whether that's, you know, the looters and rioters and protests or the police taking action against either those looters and rioters or people that they perceive to be criminals or the people who are defending property. Like everyone's finding a way to justify the violence. Obviously they're beyond conversations at this point. And so I don't believe the people who are supporting free Kyle Rittenhouse, like see him as a murderer. And that's very scary. Urlacher took a lot of flack for his statement and his online actions. The Bears came out and said the social media posts in no way reflect the values or opinions of the Chicago Bears organization.
Obviously. How dumb do you have to be like this guy who once played for the Bears? Does he work for them now?
I don't think so.
I thought he was a commentator ever since he chia pet grew hair and It's just, I mean, I saw somebody tweet something along the lines of like, I never trust a guy who looks good bald and then just gets hair out of nowhere. Just like, not a bad point.
So yeah, it's a, I don't know. It's kind of,
I shouldn't, but can I just, I truly shouldn't, but I am very sick of us being fooled by this idea that bringing up somebody's past crime means it's okay for them to have been shot. It's a thing we do a lot where it's like, Trayvon Martin actually had this in his history, and everyone's like, oh, whew, okay, so a criminal was killed. And it's like, it overlooks the inherent biases we're fighting against in the legal system. And it also is not supposedly what our country is built on.
Right.
It's like when an athlete is accused of sexual assault or domestic violence, everybody comes to Twitter to say, due process. He deserves his due process. But then when an unarmed black man is shot, everyone's like, oh, well, he was wanted on felony sexual assault. And it's like, okay, then he should have been arrested. And then he should have been tried.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's okay that he got shot. Like it's a weird thing that makes people feel like, oh, well, he was a criminal. And like, we're very comfortable with using the word criminal to stand for a class of people who we think we can just do whatever we want to. Mm-hmm. And I'm very uncomfortable with that. I'm also uncomfortable with the fact that Brett Favre's dad dying is being compared to injustice. And it just reminds me that people who are so vocally fighting against what NBA players and MLB players and NHL players are fighting against or asking us to draw our attention to, they don't understand. Yeah. Like Brian Urlacher clearly doesn't understand. This isn't about one person. This is about a system that continues to do this.
Yeah.
You see that same thinking when somebody replies, yeah, well, unarmed white men are killed by police too. And you're like, also bad. I see that you're on the side here, as that the cops shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So it's this whole thing, as you can see, gets me in a mental pretzel of like, it's too much. But, you know, good for Urlacher for sharing his opinion.
His trash opinion.
I think people will shout free speech when he gets, you know, chastised for his opinion. When really it's like, yeah, well, you know what? We should be encouraging people to read more and base their opinions on educational, like having learned something, information, knowledge, instead of just feelings, instead of just like, well, that feels like not right. It's like, well, look into it, read up on it.
Yeah.
Realized that like, oh my God, I understand now what black people have been shouting at me for years. Every person I've talked to who has that moment, it's because they were like, I read something and I read another thing. And then I heard from black people talking about their experiences in books on tape. And I went, oh my God, I didn't even know that. Like, that's where it comes from. So it's just crazy to me that somebody could be so vocally anti without having the curiosity to understand it better first.
Well, and the freedom of speech people, like, yeah, he's allowed to say it, but you're allowed to.
Yeah, freedom of speech means we're not throwing him in jail for his dumb.
He didn't get in trouble for it. Like, that's like, he's allowed to say it and we're allowed to critique it.
I think the part that is like you were saying before, Katie, it's we have rules and a system in place, but only in select circumstances. Like, I think we were just talking about, like, we have athletes and celebrities that are told that they are role models and, like, what they say and do affects the youth. And, like, people coming down so hard on the WAP WAP video because it's like, this is terrible. Like, our youth can't see this. And then they hold, you know, these artists to a standard. And then you have a former athlete who people listen to their words. And when they say trash things like this, they're like, nah, freedom of speech. And you're like, no, this is impacting people who may be too young to know better, who follow him. And they're like, oh, this is what Brian Urlacher thinks. He was my idol. Like 50.
Especially because young is when you have these very basic ideas that lack any sort of worldly understanding of the experience of Black people in America.
Right.
Young is when you're like, wait, there's a Black entertainment television. Why isn't there a white entertainment television? And then an adult comes into your life and says, because everything is white entertainment television and they wanted something for them that wasn't polluted by, like, you know what I mean? They wanted a world where they could turn on the TV and a Black person didn't have to be playing some stereotypical Black role. They just were playing people, which is what white people get to do all the time. So then somebody explains to you why it is the way that it is. And then you go, oh, what a dumb thing I said before. So like Brian Urlacher having these very step one takes on racial injustice and the fight against it currently being waged by athletes and many others, but in this context, athletes, he just jumps in on step one. And it's like, dude, you didn't even read the book. Mm-hmm. You didn't even do the reading. You cannot present your book report or we're going to laugh at you, because you show that not only are you on the side opposing it, you've proven you don't even care enough to do the reading to understand what you're opposed to, which is just such a bummer to continue to see people do. But then you're like, well, they're athletes. We want them to devote their entire life to becoming good at their craft. We never told them that education mattered. Told them they didn't have to go to school for as long as regular people because they're special. So it makes sense that they're like, people listen to me. I'm going to just say what I think.
And yet, as a country, we're relying on these athletes to lead the movement for social justice. It's like we're asking so much of them. And it's just
during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like LeBron used to stop social media during the playoffs because it was too much of a distraction.
Oh.
And now he's like engaged in this very heavy, very personal fight.
Yeah.
Where, while people are screaming at him to shut up and play basketball because we're all engaged in this other fight at the same time. And we're all stuck at home and people are going crazy and we just want any sense of normalcy. And basketball on TV is normalcy. And like LeBron knows that, basketball players know that, but they also know that like we're done putting this on hold. Because I feel like we always tell Black people in this country, we're going to get to your thing. Let's just deal with this other thing first. I promise you're next. And then something comes up again.
Yeah, the thing that comes up again, like not that, but like they went to the bubble to play after the George Floyd murder because they were like allowed to take steps for social justice. And yet while they were wearing these powerful jerseys and like doing these things that they were hoping were going to bring attention and start conversations and make action happen, another Black man was shot. And it's like, this isn't enough. You're not letting us do enough. The world is not taking action enough. It's just so frustrating. And they must be even more, I can't even imagine the mental pretzel that they are in, trying to succeed at their jobs, trying to entertain a nation, trying to stand up for their people and like fight the trolls. It's just so much. Ugh.
It's so much, and it's also just a crushing weight to think about what will make a difference and what's enough. Because I think in the moment, nothing ever feels like you're doing enough. I saw a lot of people be like, what's Stopping Play going to do? Or like, what's wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt or writing it on the court going to do? And it's like, yeah, but anybody could say that. Anybody could have said, what is refusing to give up your seat on a bus going to do? There's right. like no way to know. You just sort of have to try.
Whatever you have to feel like you're doing something, right?
Exactly. It's like, I'm sure like these basketball players, especially the Black players, are going to, in history, when history remembers this moment, when if it becomes the revolution that I think everybody is kind of hoping it is, that like kind of really changes things, they'll be asked, where were you during that moment? And none of them are going to want to say basketball summer camp. You want to participate. You know you have a platform. But it's like everybody who criticizes them is like, I know the right way to do it. I won't tell you, but I'll tell you that what you're doing is not the right way. It's like, nobody knows the right way.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, I'm going to try. I'm going to say things and see how that works. And like, I don't know, when you learn about things historically, you learn about, you know, it worked. But you never learn about, yeah, and they were attacked in the moment. In the moment, like, there's a statistic that I'm going to mess up, but something about like, Martin Luther King Jr.'s approval rating when he was alive versus when he was dead. And it's just like, it makes me sick that we take things that we, you know, people were on the wrong side of before.
Yeah.
Then a sea change happens and those people are like, well, we respect Martin Luther King. It's like, you were the people that didn't like him.
I think I went down a weird wormhole the other day where I was looking at old political cartoons at the time when there were these other like social justice, like revolutions happening. I think it was on like the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage when the women got the right to vote, like how suffragists were presented in like the newspaper. And I also then started looking at like old MLK political cartoons. And it's like, at the time that they were fighting, they were getting absolutely annihilated by the public. Like they are facing the same things that our athletes are facing now. And I think, like you said, in the future, hopefully we'll look back and acknowledge these men and women as the heroes that they are to continue to not only be the faces of this revolution, but also be like crushing at their sport while they're doing it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't even wrap my head around it, honestly, as I lay here in bed. And I'm like, it's all too much for me, and I don't have to do anything. It's crazy. But we should talk about the good thing that came from that, right, is that now
– the elevated level of play in the playoffs.
Well, and that arenas are going to be voting sites.
Oh, yeah, well, that too, yeah. Yeah.
Which is, imagine how cool that is to be able to vote in a stadium that like your favorite athlete plays in. I think that's great. And also they're big enough to be socially distant.
Yep. I love that. So, I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
But also if you want to vote and say you're immunocompromised and you're like not necessarily trusting like voting by mail because of all the hullabaloo, you can get a mail-in ballot sent to your home and then like go drop it off in person at your local registrar, at your county registrar's office, so that you don't have to wait in line at all. And you can usually do that like several days in advance of the deadline. Yeah. So you're not like voting by mail, but you're also not standing around with all those other people.
Really good information. Thank you for sharing that. While we're sharing and talking about mail, do you want to talk about what happened the other day with
No.
Because I did promise that we would bring this up on the podcast, and now feels like a real time for some levity.
Oh my god, I can't look at Travis and tell this story. Okay, I can't tell this story at all.
I can tell the story. I will gladly tell the story. So Ashley texted me and said, "Oh my god, holy shit, I need to die." She said, "We've been waiting on our patio umbrella and the UPS guy came earlier, but he just dropped off something else." And so I replied, "And that's why you want to die? Got to be honest, this seems fixable." He said, "Wait for it." Steve and I are sitting on the front porch. I love that Travis hid his face. That makes me very happy. Steve and I are sitting on the front porch and he pulled up again, meaning the UPS guy pulled up again. And he said, "I'm back." So naturally, I being Ashley, yelled back, "I'm hoping it's a big, long package."
Oh my god!
Now we know that that's because she's hoping that it's the umbrella. Yes, I does not know that. And so Ashley just yelled out, "I'm hoping it's a big, long package." The beginning of like a porn where the male guy comes back and the couple is already on the porch and she's like, "He wants it. That's why he's back here." So the male guy just stopped and said, "What?" God and her soul left this earth, and so it was nice knowing you all. I mean, a couple days removed now. How are we feeling? Have you seen the UPS guy again? I bet he changed his route.
No, I haven't. I genuinely forgot that it happened until you said that.
But I was thinking about how your mail's been getting mixed up and that other embarrassing thing that happened with your neighbor. And then I was like, no, make it tell the other embarrassing story. Ashley's mail got delivered to her neighbor because her neighbor's husband's name is Ashley, right?
Yeah.
And so he opened this package of underpants for Ashley.
My MeUndies got delivered.
And sent him back with a note from the wife that said, like, "Don't worry, I opened it and it was this." And I was like, she's lying. She is absolutely trying to make you feel better. but her husband opened it and saw your underpants.
I haven't seen him since.
I would hope not.
I'm getting out of my house. I would move. I certainly cannot accept UPS packages anymore.
You don't trust the mailman. Either hit on him or your ballot in by hand.
Oh, my God.
I hope it's so a bad. Big, long package.
And I like, said it like with this.
Say it how you said it, if you can.
Like, hold on. I did like a little like, ooh, you know, like, I hope it's a big, long package.
Oh, my God.
And he just goes, what? And when he went back, I was like, I'm waiting for an umbrella. I was like trying to like save myself. God. And he goes in the truck and Steve just goes, Ashley, what? I was like, what did I just say?
I wish that the UPS guy was like, it's average. It's average size. It's in a medium box.
I was like, can I go inside? Can I leave? And Steve's like, no, you have to face him.
No, Steve, no, you do not.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
All right. In other sports news, the Celtics beat the Raptors in a pretty decisive win. The Heat. I think the Heat are going to beat the Bucks.
That's Jacoby's take as well.
I know we're not supposed to get our hopes up, but Bam on Giannis is just a difficult matchup for Giannis because he's a big dude.
Wait, get your hopes up? Does that mean you want the Heat to beat the Bucks?
I mean hopes up like
as a Celtics fan.
Spoelstra was like, don't get your hopes up, essentially. Like, it's the thing people keep saying is like, don't say one game is the whole – we still have to win the series. Yeah. I love an upset. You know, so it's like I'd be all for that. And plus, we know a lot of Heat fans.
We do.
You know, with our connection to Miami, my favorite of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're up on the Bucks. 1-0.
The Lakers have – the Lakers. The West hasn't even started the semis yet because there are 2 game 7s still. Rockets Thunder after CP3 came back and smashed his old team. That was fun to watch. Whoever wins that game is going to face – the Lakers, who unfortunately beat the Blazers 4-1.
Unfortunate.
I know. And then Nuggets and Jazz are both tied at 3. They're going to face the Clippers, who unfortunately beat the Mavs 4-2.
Yeah, I'm bummed to see the Mavs out. Obviously, this house is rooting for the Nuggets. That Nuggets-Jazz series has been very fun to watch. And the unfortunate reality, again, in this household, is that one of us is not allowed to watch because every time one of us watches the Nuggets lose.
Oh no. So do you give updates? Like, how does that work?
He's less superstitious than my family. And I think he got a dose of it, of just how crazy my family is, when we went to the beach house and my brother like was making my father go back outside or like, Julie wanted to go to bed and Kevin was like, can't till the third period's over. So like, we are nuts. My family is, I'll admittedly, nuts about superstitions. But I first lobbied, like I threw the idea out there of like, I think it might be you. And then he tested the theory and was like, yeah, it's me. But he'll still like, he'll flip back from whatever he's watching to like check on them and something bad will happen. And then I'm like, you got to stop flipping back.
Oh man. But, that's so hard.
Yeah, it's tough. But I told him, I'm like, all that really matters is that they win. And then you can try again next series. The juju changes every series.
Yeah, naturally.
But, so that's tied at 3. So that's stressful, but at the same time, not, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, I'm excited to watch it, but I don't have like a real horse in the race. So it's just like, fun.
I couldn't watch because I was like, well, I'm not going to be like, I'll go in the other room and watch Nuggets. Yeah. I felt bad, but he's been at home for a bunch of them. So I have been able to watch them. A lot of talent. Donovan Mitchell's real good. Like real, real, real good.
Yeah. That's a good take. That's a good
play basketball. I'm sorry. What else?
Let's talk about Jimmy Butler. he crushed in that first game when Miami beat the Bucks, and then Embiid was like sending tweets about it.
It's like tweeting about an ex-boyfriend being like, he I love his new album.
Yeah, sure you do.
It's like, but, you just miss it. The album's trash.
But he also said, so like on Monday was the first day that family, the NBA players' family, were allowed to enter the bubble. Which
we'll look it up.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet reuniting with his kids. Go look it up.
I mean, that's another thing. I know we already did our rant about how much they're going through, but to also be separated from your families for that long of a time is just like.
As is evidenced by, was it Mike Milbury who on an NHL broadcast said that like there's no distractions, there's no women in the bubble, which turned into a whole other thing that like I obviously agree with and resonates with me that like women felt like he was saying that like, you know, there's female reporters and stuff in the bubble. I think stupidly he said incorrectly, but I think what he meant was that like there was no sex. I think that's what he was trying to say in the most TV appropriate way of like there's no women to distract the players. It was clunky and it was stupid of him to say, but I think that's what he meant. But even then, I'm like, we always treat family and like wives like a distraction from the sport. When it's like you come home from work, you're supposed to want to see your wife and kid. That's why you got married and had a family. Yeah. It's weird to perpetuate this idea that like a woman being there will get in your way.
Unfortunately,
which is kind of, what?
Jimmy Butler has further perpetuated that.
Yeah.
Because he said his family isn't coming to the bubble. He told TNT, this is a business trip for me. I'm not messing around. Everyone wants to have their family without a doubt, but we've been doing this for this long. What's another couple months? It's an individual decision, and I respect that decision that my teammates make, but I'm here for business.
Yeah, I mean, so now I'm trying to, like, I kind of get it. Like, if I go for a week to do Highly Questionable, and I spend the whole week in Miami, this is in the before times, this is not how it works anymore, I'd spend the whole week in Miami, and you look at it as a work trip, so you don't get, like, sad that your significant other can't be there. But that's a week. Like, I don't think any conversation about mental health is complete if we don't address that, like, needing to be alone to completely focus on your job is indicative of an imbalance in your work-life balance. Like, your work-life relationship seems imbalanced. And you may, as with many things I've learned as I get older, the thing that seems like the problem may actually be the solution. Like the thing that makes you a better basketball player may be learning that there are times when you don't have to play basketball all the time and you can just be with your family. You may find that that gives you a mental peace that you weren't achieving when you were so intensely focused on basketball.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's right. It's a personal decision and it's what he's decided. And if his family is fine with it and everybody's on board, then that's what he chooses.
That's right. He can focus on basketball and his very expensive coffee.
Yeah, you would. Well, the point being, though, he would have had, maybe he was afraid that his family would come in and refuse to pay for his expensive coffee.
He's like, I can't give discounts. I'm sorry. And then if I they would have to give it
to their family. Yeah, they'd tell the other players, like, you know, it's just Folgers, right? Like, it's not fancy. Gets it at Costco. So, and then, like, the whole secret would be, and then all that money, which I'm sure was going into college funds for the kids, is gone. So it's like, you can't bring your kids into your side hustle. It's not the basketball he's worried about. They're going to distract from his coffee business.
That's right. That's right. All business he meant is just the coffee stuff. Basketball right. is like his day job, his business.
All business. Exactly. He meant my coffee. And sometimes I play basketball for fun.
That's okay. So we're running heavy here. I feel like we need to really fly through NHL updates.
Yeah, I don't think we even need to talk about the NHL. Okay. You should be less. You could still win.
Ugh. Have you?
Can I say one thing about this, and then we'll move on?
Yeah.
When I'm watching the Bruins lose to the Lightning last night in double overtime. And thus be eliminated, if those of you who don't know. The Bruins are my team. I was like, I can't believe mere months ago I missed this. This crippling anxiety. Like, sports fans may be the most insane people on the planet. that we were like, I have to have my sports. And what most of them are rooting for is the ability to be crushed by the thing they love. Because one team wins and the rest of the teams don't. And all the teams that don't, I think we've talked about before in this podcast, if it's worse to lose early and not even make the playoffs or to make the playoffs and then like fight till the last second and lose. Mm-hmm. Last night's double overtime tie that ended in like, it was a 2-2 tie that ended in a 3-2 loss. I was just like, every moment of both overtimes, my heart was in my throat. The Bruins got a power play in the last 2 minutes of the third period. And it was like, oh my God, this could be it.
Let's see.
From that moment on, from that power play on, it was just like, the next goal is it. And like, as I'm sitting there being that anxious, I'm like, I was rooting for this to happen. I could have gone a year without this, but I pulled for it just so I could feel, on top of what I'm saying is a level too high of anxiety, I fought for my right to feel also this anxiety. And to put all of my eggs in this basket and then drop it off of a roof. Like, why did I want this? That's all I kept thinking was like, man, I passionately wanted this. I asked for it and here That's it is.
So funny. I was not last night, two nights ago, I guess, when the Flyers played. They're down 3-1 to the Islanders, and they've just looked so bad. The game that they won, they were up 3-0, and then let the Islanders come back and tie it with like seconds to go and whatever. They ended up winning in overtime, but they shouldn't have. And I was literally like, hockey is stupid. Why do I even watch this? Why do I invest my time in this? Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I went from it being like, this is the only thing in my life that brings me joy to be like, but it's so dumb. I don't even want to watch it.
I don't like it. Yeah, down 3-1 in a series is a bummer right now. But Ashley, find some hope in what the Avalanche did last night.
Yeah,
because that was nuts. I didn't see how it ended, but I did see the live look-ins during my overtime, and they were up by so much, and clearly they won the game. So it's possible. But so, it is crazy that the Golden Knights lead the Canucks. They play tonight 3-1. The Islanders are up on the Flyers 3-1. The Lightning were up on the Bruins 3-1. The Stars were up on the Avalanche 3-1. It's like all of these games are just giving you as much stress as humanly possible.
Yep.
3-1 is like an insurmountable mountain to look at right now. So look at it and be like, we'll climb that. It's like, I can't. Just don't climb it. Just lose.
No hope. Yeah.
My hope for you is that tonight you just get blown out. Like, it's not close. I hope you can turn the game off in the first period.
Wow.
That's the best way. Because if you fight and fight and fight, and let's say you even fight and win this game, like if the Bruins won last night in double OT, then the next game is all that anxiety again.
Yeah.
And then the next game is all that anxiety again. And right now, I purport that it might be too much to watch that many games with that much anxiety. I think the best thing for you
is a blowout loss.
If your Islanders scored 10 goals in the first period tonight and you're like, say that night, it's no more.
Man.
It's just too much right now.
All right. Well, that's enough hockey.
Okay.
Do you want to talk baseball? We got a quiz we got to get to. We're already an hour and a half into this pod.
Baseball, Brody Van Wagenen. I just want to say shout out to that being the name that it is. Got caught on a hot mic, basically saying Manfred doesn't get it and he's clueless about something he thought was Manfred's idea. Come to find out it was actually his boss's idea.
Ooh.
Wilpon. Is it Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. And then he issued an apology where he basically was like, apologized to Manfred for saying that he was dumb because it wasn't his idea. But he never said, and Jeff Wilpon, my boss, is also not dumb. He kind of just let that sit. So basically, Brody's statement said that Jeff Wilpon's the idiot. And then Wilpon and his brother? Their statements basically spelled Brody's name wrong because it's unfortunately it is Brodie. They decided they didn't have time for that, so it's just Brody with a Y. Spelled his name wrong and said that it was like a cartoon version of an apology, Like, it was, if you wrote this in a movie, you'd be like, it's too grovelly. Nobody, no self-respecting businessman would get on his knees that publicly for the commissioner. But they did. And I think I said this on HQ, but I never know what they use and they don't. So I'll say it again here. It reminded me of, did I talk about this before? The letter I found in my memory box that I wrote to my mom that was like, dear mom, you're absolutely right. A clean room is a happier room. And so I, as of today, am a new woman who loves to clean her room. And I'm not just saying that because I want Jill to sleep over tonight. I love to clean my room. You are the best mom that's ever been a mom, and you deal with everything, including old Katie, who didn't like cleaning her room. But I'm here to say I love to clean my room, and God, you're just the best. Can Jill sleep over tonight? And so reading their statements, I was like, that's what that is. That is their version of that. Of like, you rule. We are so sorry, us big dumb idiots, but we're not going to be dumb idiots anymore because you rule.
Did Jill sleep over?
I don't remember. I sure wish that I did, but I read it to my mom and I just looked up at her and she goes, bullshit. And I was like, I know. Obviously, Bull Smurf. All right. Also, should we talk about what's going on with Real Salt Lake? Which my number one problem, first and foremost, problem number 1A is it's Real Salt Lake. I will die on this hill. You can't just take Real from another country's soccer team and we're supposed to pronounce it that way when people in Salt Lake would pronounce that word real.
I think if you're going to say Real Salt Lake, you have to say it in the tater real accent. Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake.
You're saying a Real Salt Lake.
That's right.
I'm making fun of the name because I saw people say that they were upset with our hack jokes about MLS, which is totally fair. And you're not getting all of our gold right now. We're in bed, not in our best form.
One of us is in best.
You are.
Actually, I will die on this hill as well. I'm dying on lots of hills. You are usually also in a bed.
The last, what, since we have stopped being needing to be on video, I've usually been in a bed.
Luxury for me that I'm on camera, but I'm not on camera. So no, I'm not going to put makeup on. And yes, I'm going to be in my bed if I can't get out of bed that day.
Oh, I chopped off all my hair myself. Can you
What's
tell
up? Me? No, what?
I had like a beer and cut my hair the other day.
How are you springing this on? Wait, a beer or a cider?
It was a cider, yes.
I was like, what's up?
No, I had like a cider and was like, scissors, hair.
Oh, goodbye. Gosh. Real Salt Lake, real talk, Real talk right now. What's happening?
Well, Delroy Hansen is a racist.
Delroy Hansen is the owner?
Yes.
Of Real Salt Lake and then also
the Utah Royals.
Okay.
And he has stepped away while he is under investigation from the NWSL and MLS. Following
Travis,
allegations.
Do we have to say allegedly here? Because you can just take me saying allegedly and cut that and then put it right before Ashley said what she said.
I said following. Oh, I get it. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, following allegations.
Right in, our listeners will totally, you know, they're not going to snitch.
I mean, we've talked about this, but like we talked about this earlier. There's allegations. Then you have like half the people saying like, yeah, no, that was true. And other people can be like, no, 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 no. I've never seen that kind of behavior. Every person has come out and been like, yeah, this guy is woof.
People are like, oh, God, are you doing this? Yeah, we got receipts. So he's going to have to sell the team?
I mean, he's under pressure too. Josie Altidore tweeted that he has like an investor group ready to buy it, which is great. Like,
is it messy?
What? Is it messy? Yeah, no, he's going to the Philadelphia Union. We already discussed that. But basically, he came out and said that he didn't believe players should like boycott for social justice or strike or go on work freeze or whatever it is. Sorry?
Hansen did,
yeah, yes. Yeah. Right. And it like made him question his investment in the team. And so people are like, cool. So don't be an investor. We'll take this right off your hands. So he has stepped away while he is, but it brought to light all these other allegations of his past actions. And so he's being investigated and stay tuned for an update.
Well, speaking of update, yesterday I saw come across my timeline, a story related, but unrelated, right? about Carol. What's his first name? Not Pete. Like the chief business financial, we're crushing this pod. But he's associated with the same team, and Travis is certainly looking it up and gonna correct me. But I just saw these like highlights from an article. Andy Carroll. Thank you, Ashley.
Yep.
All right, I'll just read them. During planning for the Utah Royals Media Day in 2019, Carroll requested that the players be posed with the specific purpose of making them look sexy, according to former team photographer Roscoe Myrick. There's one quote. Just looking at your face to see how we feel.
Love that.
So great. Take these athletes, these world-class athletes. Yep. Make sure they look sexy, though.
Well, that's the only thing that matters when they're women athletes.
It gets worse.
Worse?
Carroll preferred that only Kristen Press, Amy Rodriguez, and Kelly O'Hara be used on billboards and advertisements, as he allegedly felt they were the prettiest players on the team. Also specifically mentioned Becky Sauerbrunn was not to be used because she's, quote, too ugly. And when goalkeeper Nicole Barnhart tied the record for most shutouts in an NWSL season, quite an accomplishment. The media department was discouraged from promoting that accomplishment, allegedly because Carroll did not think she was attractive enough.
Which so makes pretty, no sense.
Yeah, it's
none of it makes sense.
Pretty neat that there's a person in charge of how these women are marketed who has a very one-dimensional and outdated view of how to market women. That's pretty sick. I think a lot of times when people talk about cancel culture and outrage culture, taking jobs from people, they're thinking that it's like, this guy may have said something on his Facebook, but he's good at his job. And I disagree with that, but it exists as an argument. You can't even use that here because this person is worse at their job because of the way that they think. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're like, regardless of how you feel about people being canceled, like, shut up on this one, because this guy's job was to, you know, help these women experience business success, through which he in turn would then experience business success. And instead, he had a myopic, is that how you say that? Because somebody already said myopic, and I was like, oh, I feel dumb.
If it's not Mina, then just stick with what you were using. All right.
Just this myopic view of how the ways to do that were detrimental actually to the women. So yeah.
You hear sometimes people will justify the behavior to be like, well, it got results. It's like, this is not, you're not even.
Also, just, you know, smurf that guy, allegedly.
Yeah. That guy is a real smurf.
Non-Pete Carroll forever. And I think that's it. I think that's all we had to do for news. Sure, there's other news.
Lots of news.
Like a president tweeting about.
We've got a quiz to get to.
We've got to get to a quiz. Also, which 1 yard line? You know, there's two of them. So also how much time is left on the clock? There's too much to discuss there. So let's not discuss it at all. So we can get perfect. To an arbitrary game.
Thanks.
All right.
Freshly's so good.
The boss sometimes everything's fine. Ashley, what is this game for the second half? Am I playing? Is Travis playing? What's happening?
It's okay. Just honestly, I was like I said, I texted you and was like, let's find something fun and silly to do. And so I Googled games you can play with two people.
I have a backup idea we can use for another future podcast. Ever since quarantine started, you know how I open a lot of tabs usually?
Yeah.
My new thing has been saving tweets to my bookmarks to be like, I should bring this up on the pod. And then I usually just forget. So one day we could just go through my bookmarks. A little taste of what's in there right now. Did you know that a woman on Riverdale was actually an undercover FBI agent or CIA agent, one of the two, investigating child trafficking while she was an actress, and that Riverdale had a plot line somewhat similar to that? That's crazy.
I only know about that because of your tweet.
That's crazy. Just absolutely wild. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff that we've got waiting in my bookmarks. So maybe a different week we need a game. It'll just be me going through my bookmarks. But this week, this general knowledge trivia that Ashley scored 10 out of 12 on and is going to make me look like a real dumb idiot I can't do that well.
It's not. So this is just a BuzzFeed quiz called...
Which Disney princess are you?
If this general knowledge quiz is too easy, you're just very smart. So naturally, I'm like, let me see how I do.
Exactly how to get you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's multiple choice. I will just give you the quiz now. We'll see how you do. You guys...
My guess is there's one question in there where the answer requires you to follow PEMDAS. Go ahead. What does this add up to? And then you're like, oh, if you do parentheses, then exponents.
There aren't any like visual needs. Okay. Question number one. What was the name of the Disney Channel show where Miley Cyrus played a teenager living a double life?
And a final answer.
What'd you say?
Hannah Montana.
Okay, it is multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Were the different versions of Hannah Montana, or was it different words?
Lana Bahama, Alexis Texas, and Cheyenne Wyoming.
Texas is a porn star. So I'm going to go, allegedly, with Hannah Montana.
Okay, correct.
Isn't that why you laugh so hard? I'm pretty sure that she is.
Yes.
Which also, while we're talking about it, which we are, why do they all get to be stars? Are there ever any just porn actresses? Who's to say? Go ahead, Ashley.
Yes, but we haven't heard of them. Okay, question number two. What is a 20% tip on a $46 bill?
It is...
Would you want the options?
It's like $9.10 or something.
Would you like the options? Great. Option A, $20. Option B, $8.60. Option C, $9.20. Option D, $6.90.
$9.20.
Correct. 2 out of 2. Which is the hottest planet in our solar system? Earth, Mars, Mercury, or Venus?
I want to say Mars, but Mercury is closest to the sun. Is it not? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. We're the third rock from the sun. So you would think Mercury would be the hottest. I'm just going to say Mercury.
Incorrect. The answer is Venus. I said Mars, so I also got that one wrong. All right.
What's Mercury doing then? Why is it colder?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Which of these is not a part of speech?
Oh, God.
Adverb, noun, objection, conjunction.
An objection.
Correct.
It's interjection.
Is a part of speech?
So, I don't, whatever. Well, I shouldn't say anymore. Just stop at the right answer.
This one's my favorite.
Oh, God.
Which of the following characters has appeared in the most Star Wars movies?
Oh, God. This is why you made me do this.
Yoda, C-3PO, Obi-Wan, or Darth Vader?
I'm going to say Obi-Wan.
Incorrect. Damn. It's C-3PO.
You know what? I thought it was him, and then I was like, isn't he not in all of them?
He and R2-D2 were in every Star Wars movie except the Solo, A Star Wars Story. Okay. Which three sports are in a triathlon? Just quick update. You have to get every single other one correct for us to tie.
Yeah, I understand.
Which three sports are in a triathlon? Bicycling, swimming, and running. Kayaking, running, and swimming. Bicycling, running, and kayaking. Or bicycling, swimming, and kayaking.
Number one, A.
Correct.
Bicycling, running, and swimming.
Yes. Which of these foods, even though one is a drink, doesn't normally have gluten in it?
Well, now you've polluted your results because you're going off book. Go ahead, read the question again. It's written.
Which of these foods doesn't normally have gluten in it? Beer, cereal, rice, or breadsticks?
Rice.
Correct. Beer is not a food.
Yeah, it is. Don't judge people right now. Beer is absolutely a food.
The rise of the Art Deco style started in which decade? 1900s, 1920s, 1940s, or 1960s?
1920s.
Shit, I was hoping you'd get that one wrong.
60s made a good push, but I think it was the 20s.
It was the 20s. Who of the following British royals is furthest away from taking the throne?
I'm screwed. I have no idea how this works.
You can figure it out. Harry, Prince Harry, Princess Charlotte, Prince William, or Prince Charles?
Princess Charlotte.
Incorrect. It's Prince Harry.
Okay.
Because Charlotte is a descendant.
Okay.
Alexander Hamilton.
Why does William get it over Harry?
Why does William get it over Harry?
Yeah.
Because he's older.
He's older, and so all his kids jump ahead of Harry.
Before Harry does?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be like once William is done or whatever, Harry gets it?
No, he abdicates. The throne goes to his kids.
God, this is worth knowing. Carry on.
Alexander Hamilton appears on which denomination of U.S. currency? $50, $10, $20, or $5 bill?
These always get me.
I only know this because I've been listening to the Hamilton soundtrack so much.
I want to say Lincoln's on the five, correct?
That
Washington's
seems
right. on the one. What were my other options?
50, 10, 20, 5.
I haven't touched money in. This is making me realize my brain just said, do we have $50 bills? We don't. I haven't touched money. I haven't gone outside of my house.
Have you not seen Goonies?
No.
$50 bill.
I know that I haven't seen Goonies. and we're doing Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton.
Is on the 50.
Ah, no, he's on the 10.
I thought the 10 was Franklin. Nope, that's 100 Benjamins. All about the Benjamins.
The $10 founding father. That's the only reason I know. Okay. Which of the following animals is not nocturnal? Koala, bat, raccoon, or rabbit?
A rabbit.
Correct.
Dude, can I tell you? What? Go ahead.
They're crepuscular, meaning they're most active at dawn and dusk.
You're showing off now. Last night I was walking. I had to walk Myrtle at 11 because she was being a brat, and I'm walking her, and we're walking by, people left their trash out, and she's like looking at this trash bag really intently, and all of a sudden it moved, and I was like, what? And I looked closer because I didn't have my glasses on, and it was a skunk just staring my dog in the face. And
oh
I was like,
God.
And I just went, leave it alone, leave it alone. And I like dragged her away because I just had this vision in my head, Dan's away right now. I had a vision of her and I getting sprayed and me having to like bathe her. I've never seen a skunk before. I made eye contact with a skunk and it was terrifying.
Wow. Trying to get skunk smell out of dog is
happened. Isn't it like tomato? Don't you bathe them in tomato?
Gross. All right, last question. What is the capital of Switzerland? Geneva, Lucerne, Bern, or Zurich?
Sure. I want to say Geneva, but I'm going to say Zurich.
Incorrect. It's Bern.
Bern, baby. Bern.
So you got a 7 out of 12. I got that one wrong, too. I also said it was Zurich.
You got a 7 out of 10. So I'm an idiot. A 7 out of 12?
7 out of 12. This is not bad.
I'm an idiot. Why would you do this on my podcast?
Well, I quite frankly thought you would do a little bit better.
Wow. You know I've never seen a Star Wars in its entirety.
That was the one that I thought you would get wrong, and I thought you'd get all the other.
You know I could not give less shit about the royal family. You know this. You did this to dunk on me, and you know what? Give yourself an extra point because I respect you. 11 out of 12, roughly.
I'm glad.
In the hierarchy, the intellectual hierarchy of this podcast. It's good. It's good to be humbled as I lay in my bed, unable to get out under the crushing weight of anxiety of not being safe. You did it. Ashley,
stop.
I think we have time for one more ad. But before we do, I mean, I think we have time for one more voicemail. But before we do that, let's humiliate me further with an ad.
In honor of the Brandy versus Monica. Can you please?
I wanted you to say it. I want you to say the word because I thought part of me thought you would say Verzuz and that would have made me really happy.
I did think it was Verzuz until I was typing it and realized corrected to versus. And I was like, oh, they just put the Z's there for the S's. I'm just going to say versus.
Mm-hmm. You didn't say anything.
Kind of gloss over it.
Right.
Because if it's called versus, I can just be like, yeah, yeah, they're battle. They're versus, like Brandy versus Bobby.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I opened this video and an ad played, but carry on. But in honor of the versus.
In honor of versus. the versus. Can you give us Angel of Mine, please?
Man, that song. Did Slaps. That did the age work out on this? Did you cry about crushes to that song a lot?
I mean, I was a very emotional radio crier. So like pretty much any slow song in middle school, I'd be like, this really resonates with me.
That song was like the last dance at so many school dances that it became the song that you attached all of your hopes about your crush to, for me at least. Mm-hmm. And then every time you heard it, you were reminded that Dom didn't want to dance with you to Angel of Mine.
He was thinking about practice.
Wasn't at all interested in you. And so now it's time to cry. And so, yeah, sure, I'll do an ad read of that song here in my 30s.
Great.
Hi, Katie, Ashley, and Javis. This is Andrew from... Did I just say Javis? Travis. Hello, Travis. This is Andrew from Chicago, and now I'm sweating. I don't really have a setup for this question, as it randomly manifested itself in my brain. So here it is. With no personal bias, and based purely on what you know about your respective dogs, their personalities, likes, dislikes, mannerisms, etc., what sport do you think your dog would be a fan of? And what team or person within that sport would they most identify with? Okay. I love you, mean it. And I'm sorry. I'll do better next time.
Oh, it's so great. I thought it was funny that, you know, sometimes our Google whatever translates the words wrong and it wrote Javis. And I was like, oh, that's really funny that he said Javis. And then you were like, did I just say Javis? Hello. Thank you for calling. Love you and mean it. This is a tough question for me because I'm just learning Myrtle's personality. Like, because she's, when they're a puppy, it's like when they're kids, it's like they do a lot of kid stuff and their personality shines through a little bit.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to let you answer first, Ashley.
Okay. I think I came up with something that I feel confident in. Ray's a little bit frenetic. And like easily distracted. So like something with like cool tricks is something that I thought she would like. And so I was thinking like a winter sport, like a snowboarding and like a half pipe. Mm. And she really likes ladies. So I'm going to go with snowboarding and Chloe Kim.
Okay. I like that. I will focus my answer. I will pick the sport because I'm basing it on the athlete, whereas you picked the athlete after basing it on the sport.
Yeah.
I will do the opposite. So I will say Myrtle loves people, like other people. When I'm walking her and she sees a person, she like needs to get away from me to go be with that person. Like she gets so fired up that I'm now working on with her, like sit down, make eye contact with me, calm down, because she just wants to go. So I'd say Myrtle's a big Kevin Durant fan because she likes somebody who's not afraid to just want to be somewhere else and go there with no concern for loyalty to the person that she should probably be loving. She just wants to go to where the better person is, the person with more treats, more access to championships, you know?
Yeah.
So, I will go with a tired old depiction of Kevin Durant just to answer this question that my dog would love Kevin Durant and is a big fan of basketball.
That's awesome.
Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog.
Javis, this question is not for you.
Nope.
That's it for this week's edition of Sports. Shout out to AT&T, famously the company that stands for Albuquerque tunes and tuna fish sandwiches. Also shout out to Freshly and Simply Safe, and shout out to the Dan Le Batard Show, which is on from 10 to noon Eastern. Plus you can now listen to original content before and after the radio show, wherever you find your podcasts. And a big thanks to you guys for listening. in all the places where you find your podcast, even some places where you don't, but other people do, because that's right, Ashley. What are the three platforms we're going to listen to it on this week?
Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Nice. Those are your three assigned by Ashley. And as you know, I don't have to remind you, it's the law. So you also could always leave us a nice review wherever you're listening to this podcast, or on all three platforms, which, by the way, we read and we love them. Like this one from 11 is cool. Well, it's, you know, your opinion, that says, "This is a smart pod. Very smart. The intellect it takes for everyone to be so comedic is commendable. I need more from Travis and Austin." Wow. Demands. But let's just pour one out for Jay, but pour one in a pina colada for Travis. It's on to the next chapter. Cat. And as a new chapter, it's time for your interesting fact. Travis?
I think we're out of time today. Next week.
Lastly, don't forget, you can always
leave off a voicemail.
So 506-5571. When you're dejected, you're actually very good at it. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Say goodbye, uninteresting Travis.
Goodbye.
I love you. Mean it.